Welcome to episode 497 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
And we, as always, are joined by producer Gerald.
Hey, everybody.
There we go.
When you don't steal his thunder, he's able to come in strong and powerful.
Uh-huh, he did. Yep, I didn't let him down at all.
Yeah, I don't know if you meant to, and it's just that I only gave you 2.5 seconds of heads up that I was starting, and you just didn't have a chance to process what you wanted to do.
No, I wasn't my anticipation was not to steal his thunder this week anyway.
Okay.
I want to give him back to Lightning. Because that's what I do.
Yeah, I get that. Gerald's got that incognito browser pulled up right on the quick.
That way we can, yeah. He didn't waste any time on that. Ooh, got to make it happen.
Pull up his porn that he watches while we record.
That's all right. We can see it too.
Yeah. Somebody just have a creaky door open, or is that somebody's chair?
It might have been a chair. It might have been, there's a lot going on downstairs at my house.
Oh, was it a scream?
Might have been okay. Him throwing toys.
Just to be clear, if you're new here, Dan is a small child. No one's being murdered at his house. I should have been clear.
Oh, yeah.
When I said scream, everybody here knew what I meant. But I could see, as if you were new here, how that might be
different.
An odd thing for me to say.
Yeah. And I think he's starting to get tired, so I'm pretty sure he's getting into his act up phase. That's what he does when he starts to get tired. He starts doing all the things that he knows he's not supposed to do.
Right now.
Yeah. Right on
so cue. This is a little bit of an added enhancement.
Yeah. I think they call that a bonus feature.
Yes. There we go. That's
what they call that.
A bonus feature.
Yeah. Also known as real life.
Child's commentary. That's what it would be. Director's commentary.
Yeah, we'll put that on the Blu-ray. You won't be able to just get that online.
No. So speaking of the child acting out, Gerald and Ryan are aware, but we'll go ahead and make it aware to all of our listeners. Episode 500 will be it for me. I'm going to have to separate myself from the podcast on a weekly basis. I'll be on time, probably, you know, from time to time as a guest. But the young one growing up and acting the way you just heard, 9 times out of 10, it doesn't quite leave the time for me to get into this like I once was able to, unfortunately. So the 3 more episodes for me, and then I'll probably be on randomly as a guest if you guys will have me. If not, I totally understand. But 500, I wanted to make it to at least 500. This has been in the works for a while, but I wanted to make it to at least 500. So yeah, that's it.
Yeah, Dan's quitting. There's also going to be some other changes happening at 500, but we'll just let that happen. We'll let that be organic. But yeah, we're. It's been a long time.
It has.
Like a super long time. And we'll get when
did we start this in 10 years ago?
Yeah, it's been 10 years.
That's.
Gerald, how long have you been on the show?
Shoot. Somewhere in the 200s.
Yeah.
2 or 3 years, right? I would say.
Longer than that, probably.
Yeah, maybe 4.
It's crazy. It doesn't feel like when you say 10 years, and I don't want to get into it too much because I'm sure in 500 we'll do a lot of that as you're leaving. But yeah, when you think 10 years, you're like, that's such a long, I think of like, I was 26 years old.
Yeah.
That's weird. It doesn't seem like we've been doing that for this long.
It doesn't.
But yeah, we'll. And again, we'll talk about it more, but this, you know, 500 won't be the last time you hear Dan's voice, and
no,
we have some other exciting stuff that'll be changing. I mean, I think it's important with this show has, grown up with us, and we've made changes along the way. And I think we'll continue to make changes as we go forward. And I don't even know that the three of us or the two of us know what the future holds 100%. So, you know, just thanks for everybody that's listened all the way through and supported us. And I'm excited to see what comes, and excited for you to get a little more time with your family.
Me too.
But we'll talk about this.
Don't get me wrong, but. You know, it's like we always say, what do we always say? Life happens.
Yep.
Well, I've found out over the course of the last year and a half, life's starting to happen more and more. So,
on a positive note, though, that movie talk that you and Gerald would be having, gone. Taking it out behind the barn.
I feel like people really enjoyed that. Just gone. So you know.
When you quit that, when you quit the show, that gets quit too.
Oh, I'll be back. I'll be back on. We already talked. I'll be back on. And when we do, it's all movies all the time.
Gerald will be like,
no reason for you to be on that week, right?
I just want a preview to the new show. Gerald's like, hey, did you see this? And I go, no.
No.
He's like, what about this? And I go, no. No.
No.
Yeah. And then that's the, and then we move on. You building a spreadsheet of emotions?
What's going on here?
No, I was trying to find something.
No.
Oh. Being secretive, Gerald. What's going on?
Yeah. I was trying to find something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
500 episodes.
That's a lot.
It's coming up on a lot, yeah. And it's more than that because we've recorded like 20 that you never got to hear, and then we recorded the first episode like 125 times.
Right.
So.
So we're just going to skip right to episode 800.
Yeah, I mean, I think it makes sense to do that. What we should have gone by like 100s every time we did it. So episode 100, 200, 300. So we could be now on.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Could be on 5,000, whatever it is. Is that right? I don't understand math.
Well, I think this would be 4,700.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Is that right?
No, that's not right.
No, because 10 episodes would be 1,000.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be like 409, episode number 497,000 or something.
Yeah, isn't that, that's good, isn't it? You just started a show by dropping episode 497,000. That hits harder. Because huh. People are like, how many episodes do they do a day, and how long have they been doing this?
There's some longevity. There appears to be some longevity there when you do it that way.
Gerald, are you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Whatever you need to find real bad. You got that focus face on.
Yeah, uh-huh. I'm looking.
What is nothing, it? Can we know?
This must be something that you're doing like separately because nothing is happening on the Google screen that you have up.
He's on his phone now.
Yeah, I think I have it saved to my phone. But
desperately searching.
Find it, yeah.
Hmm. What is it? Can we know?
Is it a secret? Is it classified? What's happening here?
Yeah, G14 classification.
Okay, so now.
Okay, well, I got G15 clearance, so tell me.
I don't. Careful,
you just,
I
you
don't.
Lost it. You just quit, so you lost it.
Oh, shit.
I didn't quit yet.
No, he stripped it early. I like your style, Gerald. You're out. Go ahead. Yeah. Just go ahead and end the call now. We'll actually take it from here.
So I guess it turns out 497 is my last.
Yes. Yeah, we pulled all the passwords, all the access.
Hey, how shitty would it be to quit on like 497? Like, could just see it through for three more weeks?
Yeah. It'd be pretty shitty. You're right.
I'm quitting at episode 1,000.
Is that when you're done?
Yeah, when I'm like, old man.
You've decided? That's just another 10 years or so.
Yeah. It's long enough where I could be like, back in my day. It's 20 years.
You can already say back in my day. Okay, so I was just doing this math the other day. So, in the first time I ever watched The Wizard of Oz was in 1979.
Damn.
That movie at that point was 40 years old. If I were to watch Back to the Future today, that movie is 37 years old. Mm. How mind-blowing is that?
Mm-hmm.
It's always when somebody tells me how long they've been doing something and I'm in my head, I'm like, I was three. That I know that like one day I'll be that person. Uh-huh. I think those are the moments where, and I used to be a prick and would say that I was three out loud. I've learned that people don't like that. I don't do that anymore. Because someone just told me the other day they've been doing their job for 33 years. And my very first thought was I was three when you started. But I understand that people don't care for that perspective that you offer.
You know, you don't find very many people who like have been in
anything for that long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to my neighbor.
In a profession, I guess.
She's been a teacher. She's been a public school teacher for 33 years.
I take it back. I mean, there are some like teaching. Yes. You know, being a law enforcement officer. Yes.
Yeah. Jailed to be a cop for 33 years.
But I mean, there was a time, you know, like, back when I was young,
back in my day,
but you know that the people like got a job and that's where they worked for their entire.
Yeah, everybody did everything for 33 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is rare, but I think it's a good and bad thing.
There are certain professions that I think that's probably necessary. Like teaching is probably one. Law enforcement officer is another, police officer, maybe a firefighting, more, I guess you would consider more civil style jobs, I guess, maybe, you know, being a doctor, that kind of stuff. But I'm talking like people were like insurance salesmen for their entire life. Or people were like, working the same factory their entire life.
Right.
But I think it was a lot more worth it back then, because I remember, you know, people, you know, those companies provided pensions at certain, you know, milestones. Mm-hmm. And certain things. It's like there, my wife's dad, before he was diagnosed with MS when he worked at Kodak. But he could save up enough vacation time over a couple years to like take 3 months off and take his family across, drive across the country to all these different, all the states in the summer during their summer break. You can't do that now.
No, absolutely not. Yeah.
So I think, you know, isn't it weird?
It is weird, but I think a lot of things. You somehow at the same time have a less competitive and more competitive market. I feel like employers treat people worse, but there are more employers willing to one up the place that's not treating you great. But I feel like they all fall short of how companies used to treat people.
Yeah, I think so too. I think now it's basically, yeah, we're going to pay you more to treat you the same way.
Correct. Yeah. So it's like they gave me $3 more an hour. I'm still treated like shit all day long.
But I'm making more money for it.
But hey, the money ain't bad. Yeah, I agree. I think there's always that job that will poach you for whatever, one more day off a year or $2 more an hour or an hour quitting, you know, hour earlier leave time. But at the end of the day, they're still all going to treat you like, I don't know. It seems like when you hear people talk, like when I used to listen to my grandfather talk, it just seems like the employer, they valued you as much as you valued them.
Right. There was a two-way loyalty.
And that doesn't exist, which is why I think people don't stay anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
You're loyal to the paycheck, and they know you stay because they pay you.
Right.
And that's created this. Now, I know that's a really generalized blanket statement. There are jobs that aren't that.
That's true.
I know
what you're saying, though. Yes. There are jobs that aren't like that.
Yeah, I feel like that message came across a little too doom and gloom.
Yeah, yeah. And that's not, yeah.
But I think corporate America is mostly what we just said.
I would, yeah, I think that's, yeah.
Gerald, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Did you find this thing you're looking for? Jesus Christ.
No, he hasn't looked up. It's probably not even that important. It's probably not even as important as you made it. Since you gave up, can we know what it was now?
No, because I'm not giving up. I'm gonna continue after the show's over.
Okay.
You can continue while the show's going on if you want to.
No, because you're not even taking part in the show. If you had already left, if 497 was your last, it'd just be silence while Gerald looks for the thing he's looking for.
You just have to keep talking.
Blah, and blah, I just, blah. Yeah, I ramble.
Blah, blah, blah.
Nobody wants to hear me ramble.
But yeah, I do think on that same note, I think you're about to see a change coming. You've heard a lot about the Great Resignation, I think it is. It's what they're calling it. Where everybody's having a hard time finding people to work.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because people learn they can do more with less. And I don't think they feel that need anymore to be. I think they're taking some of that power back, essentially, to where I'm gonna take the time to find the job that's right for me that I want, because I don't just need to have that paycheck.
Yeah, and I think some of what you said is true. People figure out how to do less with more. I also think people are. Again, it's a blanket statement. So I think people are more, whether they're better with their money or not, I think they understand finances better.
Yes.
I think finances are, look, if you want to understand finances, you can very easily. There's a billion books and podcasts and YouTube videos. And I think the people who care to know are more educated on finances.
And to go with that, I think a side hustle can be much more profitable these days than it ever could before.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And that's what, you know, when people weren't able to work and they had to rely on their side hustle, and really had to put a little more into it because it was a temporary, you know, no longer side hustle, it was the hustle. I think they started to realize that, hey, this can be my thing. Because I keep hearing that, you know, nobody wants to work. Nobody wants to work. And I don't think that's true, because I think people have to make money to live.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that they want to work, but I think they want to work now under. They want to work, but they don't want to make the compromises they used to have to make.
Well, I think you find people now who are willing to do two or three side hustles to replace one.
Right.
What you think of as a, you know, typical 9-to-5 or whatever it is, you know, they're replacing it with people. I always hear people don't work hard anymore. I don't think that's true. I just think it looks different now. Side hustles look different now.
I agree with that. The thing is, I think people no longer work hard for their employer. I think they work hard for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I think where they're at with themselves, like what their needs are, what they're in, I think that necessitates how hard they work, not like your employer saying, well, I pay you, so you have to work hard.
Right.
You have to do whatever I tell you and work however I tell you. I think that's what's gone away. I think some of those corporations are losing some of that control and power they once had.
Gerald, what are your thoughts? You're a side hustle guy.
No, that's definitely, I mean, people are doing these side hustles, so they're not working. They're going on.
Would you ever side hustle enough to not work?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dan, what about you? You like a little structure.
I do like a little structure. And I don't like being in charge.
So. Dan's like, I'm going to keep on going in, fellas.
I like what I do. Yeah. I really, even though I have you know, bosses and stuff. I really kind of am able to like set my own way there.
Yep.
Because again, we're a small business. We're, I'm not a, I don't work at a corporation.
Yeah.
So, I do. I like what I do. I'm, I like the people I work with, that kind of thing. But no, I mean, under the right circumstances, yes, but I don't know what that circumstance would be. I, you know, I like a food truck or something like that, or I've always wanted to like open up a, like a small bar and grill cafe type thing.
Yeah.
I've daughter. Always wanted to do that, but I know the work that would go into it. And mm-hmm. right now I don't want to, the reason it was, there were times where I could have moved forward with it, but I knew that I would be where I am now with a child, and I don't want to have to miss things because
right.
work.
I'm having to worry too much about our livelihood, which is all on me because I own the restaurant or whatever. Because
you decided to chase your dream, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
So.
I like a side hustle. You know, my grandfather, that's what he would farm. That was his main mm-hmm. profession. But I mean, if there was a dollar to be made, he had his hands in it.
Oh yeah, do some plowing, do some
didn't matter wood, what it was,
sell some wood, that kind of stuff. Yeah, that's what farmers do.
Flipping houses, doing work at someone's yeah. house, selling yeah. this, selling that, trading this. It just,
but,
I mean,
all that, but doing all that stuff was a lot simpler when your grandfather was young.
Oh yeah,
and well, doing that, you know, I mean, now you can't just flip a house. Now you need codes and you need to have mm-hmm. inspections, and back then it was throw some, you know. Throw together some 2x4s, throw some shingles on top. You got a shelter. Look at that.
Yep. But I guess my point was that like side hustle is ingrained in me. I lived with my parents my grandparents when I was younger, and
yeah,
you know, he taught me like that's just how life is. Like if somebody has a need and they can pay you, you do it. If somebody has a need and they can't pay you, you do it. Like those mm-hmm. are the, that's where he was at with stuff. Because it'll all work out in the end either way.
Yeah.
And so I would love to not work. I would love to just side hustle.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe me and Gerald will just side hustle.
There you go. Side hustle together.
Yeah. Side hustlers.
Feet Finder.
Good show. Feet Finder.
What do you say?
Feet Finder. Only fans. Gerald's into feet stuff. He hasn't come out and said it.
No.
He's danced around it.
He's
really
given us
now.
Enough information to know where he sits with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's let enough slip.
I just want you to know, Gerald, this is a judgment-free zone.
Yeah.
That's not true. With me and Dan on here, that's not true.
I don't judge.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
What are you talking about right now?
What do you mean?
You judge hard.
I don't judge hard.
Gerald, break this argument.
You judge.
See? You know you judge. I don't even know what you're doing right now.
This is a non-judgmental Jones. The only thing I know, yeah, okay, you're kind of right.
Kinda.
Because I judge stupid. That's what I judge.
Dan is the judgiest person on this show.
I have no tolerance for stupid.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with that is that I get to decide what's stupid. So, I guess in a certain sense, from a certain point of view, I guess you're correct. You know what? You know what the thing is I judge about stuff that doesn't matter. I'm not judgmental when it comes to the serious stuff that actually matters.
Yeah, I will say you don't attack people's person or anything like that, but you're very judgy about the decisions people make that are
stupid. I thought I covered that.
Yeah, but you're judgy though. I don't like you trying to dance around it. I think you just take ownership of it. Whatever. Gerald's judgy in his head, but he's really good at not saying it out loud.
Look at he guards his words. That filter.
Yeah, he guards his words.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a guy that's been through sensitivity training. Once or twice.
Never.
I took a class. One of my employers made me take a class that was called Guarding Your Words. I was like, well, this will be 2 hours I'll never get back in my life.
And none of it stuck, huh?
You've met me, so.
I have.
Yeah. It's about how it's okay to have those thoughts. It's not okay to say them out loud.
I think it depends on the thought.
Yeah, I think so. I think that class is good for people who just say everything that's on their mind. But I think for me, I understand some things can't be said out loud.
Mm-hmm. There's things you can get away with and there's things you can't.
Yeah.
And I'll also be the first to admit there's been times where I've crossed that line and been like, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
A step too far, sir. Yeah, sometimes I've crossed that line on purpose.
That wasn't supposed to be loud.
Like, I know that I shouldn't say it, but I just can't help myself.
Mm-hmm. There's times.
And there's friend of Marshall 205, friend of the show Marshall 205, who loves to cross that line.
Yes. That's he lives on the other side of that line.
I know. I know I'm not supposed to say this, but I have to. Listen. Listen up. You need to hear it. I need to say it. We'll all feel better. Maybe not you, but I'm going to feel better. I just want to make sure we give him a hard time at least once a show, because he's been really sensitive lately, and I want to make sure that
he holds on to that sensitivity.
You know, I heard a long time ago that as long as you're feeling something, you're still alive.
That's right.
So we're doing a service the way I look at it. Yeah, you're welcome.
Here to help.
Yep. That's what we do. That's what it should say, Game Stitch. Here to help.
It's what we do.
Mm-hmm. Bat and feet picks.
Gerald's care to help picks. And feet picks.
Mm-hmm. To be more specific. You get pedicures, Gerald?
No.
You have to start once you start selling feet pictures.
Have you ever had one?
Yes.
Ryan, have you?
Mm-mm.
Oh, they're fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah, it's not because I'm not too good. It's because I don't like leaving the house.
Mm. No, they're pretty good. Manicures I'm not as into.
Mm-hmm.
But pedicures are nice.
I hear they're really good. I don't have a problem with it. I would get one if I found myself in a situation where it made sense or I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just getting
worse. That's how I did. I was in a situation where I was like, I'm here with these people who are all going to get pedicures. I can either go spend an hour in Harbor Freight, mm-hmm. which I'll be done with after 15 minutes. Or we're going to pedicure. So I went and got the pedicure. It was fabulous. It's not as good as a regular massage, though. I'll take a massage over a pedicure any day.
Never had a massage.
Me neither.
All of them are nice, too. You guys are missing out.
I've heard they're incredible.
They are. Amazing.
I'm just, the older I get, the worse I'm getting about leaving the house for like recreational purposes.
Well, see, what's happening to me is the older I get, I am getting more and more, I've always been a very person who's very much relies on their routines.
Mm-hmm.
But as I'm getting older and older, I'm finding myself getting more and more anxious if something goes wrong in that routine. Like if my routine gets changed in the morning for some reason, it ruins my whole fucking day. I'm just miserable all day.
That's why I don't like plans. I feel the exact same way about plans. If you make plans, they're going to get messed up.
Well, I feel that way about plans as well. But routines and plans are different.
They are.
You know, I have a routine when I get up in the morning, and I get up at this time every morning. And I mean, to the point where this is the order I do the things in the morning.
You're like a little OCD.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
My wife actually wants me to go get tested to see if she thinks I may be on I may have like low level autism of some sort.
Yeah.
She thinks I should go get tested. I'm like, no, it's not that. I'm just particular.
Maybe you should get tested. You do you though.
But as I'm getting older and older, I notice it's getting, I get more and more anxious if my routine gets screwed up.
Yeah. Gerald, you seem like a routine guy too.
Very routine.
Maybe you and Dan go get tested together.
Like if something happens with your routine, do you like get stressed out?
No.
Oh, see, I do.
Yeah, I don't get stressed. I just like my routine.
I feel like Gerald's like, my routine won't get messed up. So I'm not sure what you're talking about because it's my routine. It don't allow that to happen.
No, it gets messed up, but I don't get frustrated or anything like that. Just,
oh, I do. I do.
Go with the flow. I try to get back on track wherever I left off at.
Just to make both of you extremely uncomfortable, I have no routine at all.
That's how my wife is. My wife doesn't have a routine either. Yeah. So.
No routine.
That's like just an example. On Friday, my normal babysitter wasn't able to babysit. So we had another babysitter. And I had to take my son to that babysitter. But like, I was stressed out for 2 days because I'm like, I don't know what time I need to leave the house to get to work at the same time I normally do. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But I'm saying, because this place is further away, there's going to be different traffic. So what time do I have to leave the house?
It just gives me anxiety to hear you talk. You're putting just so much undue pressure on yourself.
I know, but I can't help it. It's not even on me. It's literally on like uncontrollables that I'm putting the pressure on.
I mean, I don't want to say like if I have a work thing and I have to be somewhere by a certain time, I'll look at a map and decide when I need to leave. But like, I don't even lock my doors in the same order at night. Like, I don't have any routine at all. Like, I don't do things the same way. I don't try to hit like these marks in time to make sure I'm where I need to be.
Oh, I do.
Like, I just live my life in a
mile a minute.
It's just like a slight state of chaos all the time. Like, I don't know exactly what I'll be doing when we end recording today. There's a list of things that may or may not happen. I don't know where they'll take me in life.
Well, I have that too, but that's a plan. That's not a routine.
Right. I have no routine ever. I just don't have a routine on anything.
Like, I don't have any plans for today either. And I'm good. Like, if we decide to do something, I'm good on the fly like that.
As long as your routine's been performed.
Yeah, which it was this morning. So I'm fine. But I mean, I'm getting worse. I mean, it's getting, as I'm getting older now, it's to the point where like, if I get something done early and now I have to kill time, I'm stressed because I can't leave the house until this time.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous and dumb.
Is that how you are, Gerald?
No.
Yeah. Maybe Gerald doesn't need to get tested. Maybe just you.
I'm no, like, well, okay. So now what can I do? Seriously, what can I do with these 10 minutes? I can't just walk around here. What can I do? There's nothing I can do that's only going to take 10 minutes.
Yeah. I usually can't afford a 20-second delay when I'm getting ready to go do something because the time's all been budgeted out already.
Yes. I'm getting worse as I get older.
You sound like a blast to be around when you got to do something.
As long as my routine's been met, it's fine. But
you have a checklist?
I don't. In my head.
Okay.
It's in my head, but like it's super easy because it's the same. It's the same thing.
But even the order getting messed up is not okay.
They're right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. For any listeners out there, I feel like we've exposed a lot that you probably have enough that you could speak to Dan if you're a medical professional. Let him know. Look, I'm sure the way that you live your life is not super healthy, just as the way that I live mine is also not super healthy.
Yeah, we just all live it in different super healthy ways.
Yeah, super unhealthy ways.
Super unhealthy ways.
Yeah, you're giving yourself too much credit.
I've got a lot of weird. There's a lot of weird stuff about me too, but that I've gotten better over time with. But You know, I used to be a lot worse about some things, and now I'm getting worse about others. Like my routine thing is getting worse now. But I used to be, when I was younger, I would only eat like certain soups with certain sandwiches and certain chips with certain sandwiches.
Gosh, you sound like so much fun when you talk like that. Gerald just eats the same six things in his whole life. So
right. But yeah, like, you know, there's only like if I have this sandwich, it has to be this chips. I have Doritos. Oh, I can't have the chips, but I can't have those. Those don't go with the sandwich. So I can't have the sandwich because I don't have any chips to go with the sandwich. So now I'm just going to be here and be hungry.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I've gotten better about that over time. But the routine thing has gotten worse.
Gerald, you're real picky eater.
Mm-hmm.
Real picky. Like super creature of habit with what you eat.
Right.
I'm also so, chaos with that. Not only do I not go to the same places, I don't even get the same thing at the same places.
It's the opposite. I get the same thing at the same places.
Yeah. Like realistically, fast food, you eat it like, what, like three or four places?
No.
That's it.
No, way more than that.
No, absolutely not.
Yes.
We ate together for like 2 years straight. We went to the same like cycling four places. That wasn't for me. That was for you.
Oh, no, we could have ate more places.
As long as it's one of the approved, Gerald approved dining establishments.
No, any of those places on Riverside, just about every restaurant on there.
Have you been to Taco John's? We got a Taco John's.
Yes, I've been to Taco John's.
What did you think?
I was not happy with it.
Out of 10 tacos, what would you give them?
3.
Holy shit. You had a bad experience.
Yeah, it was just one time only.
Oh, I'll see? That's what I'm talking about, Dan. See, he just marked them off the list.
Yeah,
I'll go back.
I mean, you won't even give him I would at least give him a second chance before I marked him off the list.
Hey, just add them to the list of places I can't eat with Gerald, Taco John's.
I just have to give them a little more time because it was like the second day they were open. We went.
What? So what happened? Where did they hurt you?
Yeah.
They completely messed the food up, and then the food was not like warm. It wasn't good. We just had to throw it all away.
You didn't have to. Cold tacos, solid.
No, it was. The meat was not good, and I'm not
no cold risking, taco. No,
not risking cold meat.
Yeah, you just leave that. You can just leave like a Taco Bell soft shell just laying on the stove for 2-3 hours, and then scoop it up and eat it.
No, that sounds horrible.
Yeah, you can do that. There's no meat in those, so you don't have to worry about any contamination. Yeah,
it doesn't sound good though. doesn't matter that it's not meat. It doesn't sound good.
I went to the John's. One day when I was working, I would probably give them like a 6. I wasn't thrilled with the overall experience, but not a 3.
No, my wife went afterwards. She went, we got stopped, grabbed the food, came back home. And then like 2 weeks later, she went and got it again. She said it was better that time.
But you will not give them a second chance.
No, I will.
Joe doesn't give anything a second chance. You first time, shame on you. Second time, shame on me. They have the potato Olays, which is like their little hash brown crayons. They're rounds. And they give you a big old vat of cheese sauce to dip them in. And that's a fantastic combination.
I have never even heard of Taco John's.
Oh, yeah? So we had Taco John's a long time ago in town. Like a long time ago.
Two of them, I think.
Yeah, two of them. And then they went away, and then Hopkinsville got one that was open for like 13 days, and then they closed that down. And then we just recently got one. They're like a Taco Bell if Taco Bell was like less trendy.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're like a less cool Taco Bell.
See, what we have around here is we have a lot of like mom and pop type Moe's Chipotle places.
Oh, yeah. Ours actually looks just like that, too. Has that taco bench and everything.
You can, you know, you call and you put together a bowl or a burrito or a taco, and you choose what you want on it. And we have a lot of places like that around here.
I like those kind of places.
And
I
then like we have Chipotle. Some actual, like, just street taco places. That's where I like to go. Itacate.
Yeah, I love a street taco.
So good. The best.
Can't eat with Gerald, though, because not on his approved list.
Not approved list.
Yeah. They were bad once 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Never going back again.
They don't deserve my business.
Lost a customer.
What's your favorite fast food, Gerald?
Probably Sonic.
Then Wendy's.
Yeah, Wendy's.
Yeah, yeah. The problem with Sonic is it's a pretty intimate setting if you want to go eat with somebody there. You have to be in the car with them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Smelling their food.
See, I'm not a car eater either.
I'll eat in the car. I like that.
I don't like to eat that kind of, like, I'll eat like combo snacks, something that's bagged that you can put in your mouth individually. I will eat in a car. Otherwise, I have to, I'll eat outside, but I have to sit at a table.
You're a wreck.
I got the little table that connects to your steering wheel to eat.
What's that?
I got the little table that connects to your steering wheel to eat.
No, but you're moving. No, you can't use two hands. Yeah, you can't lean over your plate so you don't get everything all over.
I can't.
You don't have to. Just the way it says.
I don't like either one of y'all right now.
No.
Gerald's got a mobile table. You can't function. Things don't go in your mouth individually. I don't know. You know what I do? I just eat it and I just spill it all over myself.
Yeah. No. Yeah. See, that would drive me nuts.
Because I'm grown.
That would drive me.
Dump it in my lap if that's what
needs to happen. Insane. Because my wife likes to tell people Dan doesn't eat outside, and I get mad at him. I'm like, it's not that I don't eat outside. I will eat outside. I need to eat at a table.
Look, I like that thing that you have there. I just don't. If I walked up to your window and you had that, though, I would be judging you the way Dan does. Because how much are you eating in the car that you've had to have a table installed? Look, that Dan could do that when everything's individual.
Yeah, see, that you don't need a table for that. You can open it up and set it.
Well, no, he's got soup to go. He's got a Pepsi, a bag of chips. There's some, I can't see the thing hiding.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that person.
Really?
Yeah. I got a jar of Grey Poupon over there. What is that?
It's a soda.
That's a soda.
Monster drink.
Oh, that's a generic soda with no label on it. A banana, an apple.
Yeah, for the picture purposes.
No, they eat all that because they're great. That person has a fucking plate.
See, there's no way I could eat that.
You can't. All right, I do draw the line with you having a plate. You can eat in the car. You shouldn't have prepared a meal that you've done brought with you with a plate and a fork, though. I don't like the way they like lay everything out like that.
It's for the picture purposes.
I don't like it. Don't care for it.
What's that guy got?
It's those potato sticks. What comes in those tubes? I think they're generic Pringles is what they're trying to show you. He's got that Slim Jim. And what's that thing on the end?
Like a kind of muffin or something.
Yeah, some sort of weird silhouette muffin.
Yeah.
KFC, hell yeah. And his phone, that's Gerald right there.
Yeah, see, but then your hands get all greasy and it gets all over everything you touch in your car. No.
They give you napkins, bro.
No.
I think that's eating in the car is good.
I'm glad you enjoy it. I will not do it. I refuse.
Yeah. What if you're real hungry, though?
I'll buy two bags of combos. And I will wait till I can stop. Is that guy eating ramen?
Yep.
You got to be. See, right there. That's driving me in.
But he's parked. Nuts. He's parked eating.
No.
Now, I don't condone eating like a sandwich while you're going down the road. I'm talking about parking and eating. Gerald, you're not driving with this table, right?
No.
It turns with the wheel, right? You be dumping shit out?
Right. No, just a park, eat.
Yeah. You watch people.
If that's the case, then why don't you just get out and go to a table?
I don't know where you live that there's just tables everywhere.
Right. Just get out and go in.
No, if I have the option to go in and eat by myself or eat in my car, it's a car 10 out of 10 times.
Oh, right. No, I'm going in and eating by myself all the time. I do. That shit don't bother me.
It's not that it bothers me. I just prefer to eat in the car. I put a podcast on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I hate eating in the car.
I rest a sandwich on my dick and I just start eating.
We've determined where I'm at with this, so we can move on.
I don't know. You're being aggressive.
He's judging.
Yeah, he is.
Judge Freeza.
He just don't want to say it out loud because he just went on this 20-minute speech about how he doesn't judge.
No, listen. I'm not judging you guys. If you can do that, that's great. I can't. I can't do that. That would drive me insane.
Yeah.
It doesn't drive me. Now, here's the thing. It doesn't drive me insane that you guys do it. Like, if I'm sitting in a car with some, if I'm like riding in a car or something, I don't care if somebody next to me is eating. But
you seem like you do, though. I
can't do it.
It doesn't seem like an enjoyable experience for the person next to you, knowing that your thoughts on it.
Well, then don't do it. There you go.
See? Yeah, I'll eat anything in the car. Like, even though a plate's unacceptable, I would eat off a plate in a car. I just realized, like, if I'm driving down the road with a bowl of soup and you look at me, you're like, hey, fuck that guy.
I think that's
fair comment, but I would do it still.
But, I mean, also, I'm assuming that, like, when you eat, like, a burger, like, you unwrap the wrapper and wrap it around it and eat it that way, right?
Yeah.
You just take the whole thing off and just...
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I hold the wrapper in one hand, like flat out, where the palm of my hand's under it. And then I make like a impromptu like shelf to catch whatever leaks out the back with it.
Well, I don't know if you guys probably don't remember this, but you should be able to attest to it if you do. Like when we go to Taco, like when I eat a fast food restaurant or when I go anywhere, I prep my food before I even start eating it.
There's no reason for that.
So like when I go to Taco Bell, if I get like a quesadilla and three soft tacos, I unwrap each taco.
Yeah, I feel like Gerald's pretty.
I open up each taco and I put my sauce that I want on each taco and I wrap it back up. Then I open up the thing on the quesadilla so that I have, and then I separate each one.
Because yeah, you do need to see somebody. I feel like Gerald's systematic with his food, but not like that.
So, but now when it's time to eat, my focus is on the eating part. There's no. Nothing to interrupt it. No distraction, no nothing. It's just, I can just eat.
Do you always eat like your Taco Bell combo in the same order too?
No.
You will switch it up?
Yeah.
Do you always get the same thing?
I try new things, but I usually try to get the box, but every fucking box I have has a goddamn fucking burrito in it, the bean fucking burrito or whatever. And I can't stand that fucking thing, so...
I like a bean burrito. You're aggressive about a bean burrito.
No, listen, if it wasn't in every fucking special box they do,
it's like you get like a super layer?
Awesome chalupa and then this garbage fucking burrito.
It's like a five layer. It's just bean and cheese, basically.
It's fucking, I don't like it.
Yeah. I'm okay with it. I like about anything you can roll in tortilla.
I could eat it from time to time. I don't like it with every fucking box that they do.
Gerald gets the three taco meal. What's the order, Gerald? You get a little cup of cheese on the side. Let me hear it. What's the order?
You talking about what the order I eat it in or what?
No. Order? Tell me exactly what you order at Taco Bell.
Usually the three.
It's not usually. It's every fucking time.
No, because I change it up between two things. It's either the soft shell. Three meal taco or the Doritos taco, the hard shell, then a cheese quesadilla, and a side of cup of cheese.
Every time.
99% of the time, it's that. That's what I get.
And I feel like you organize your tray in a manner that's always the same, but you don't. You're not like Dan. You don't unpack them and then pack them back up.
No,
I don't pack them back up. I unwrap everything.
And then you say you wrap it back up.
No. I open up my taco or burrito or whatever. I put whatever sauce I want on it. Huh?
You just meant you close the taco or burrito.
No, because I get soft.
Yeah, you just meant you close it back up. I thought you meant you put it back in the wrapper.
No. I get everything on it and close it back up.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. I thought you put it back in the wrapper.
Yeah, I thought you put it back in the wrapper, went drop the bag back off in the front, told them to give it to you again, this time the right way.
No.
These have been improved upon. If you'll hand them back to me, we'll run through this again. I'll go eat.
No, I don't wrap anything back up.
You said I'll wrap it back up, and I just assumed because you're a serial killer that you meant
put it back in the wrap up the whatever taco or whatever burrito or whatever, if I might have it.
No, I do eat everything in order, a specific order, though.
Yeah, see, so I knew you were systematic.
Yeah.
You guys are just making your life harder than it has to be. I just want to be abundantly clear on that. You're just making it harder than it has to be.
Maybe. I don't think either of us give a fuck. Makes us happy.
It sounds like it doesn't always make you happy.
Judgment free.
When it goes my way, it does. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody remember how long we had been recording before we started?
No.
The number I started on? Anybody?
No.
No, because, I didn't, because mine was all messed up. Remember, it's still messed up. Right now, it's coming up at like 54 something. So.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm like way off, huh?
Yeah, somewhere. You lost 3 minutes. Gerald, how long has the other recording you have been going?
That recording's been going an hour and two.
Yeah, I don't know how long this show is.
That's fine. That's part of the excitement.
Mm-hmm.
Who's getting stressed out now over something stupid?
It's not stupid. I try to provide a service to the people. So they know where we fit in their life. If we just have a rogue 3-hour show, that's too long for people like you. With an
insane
routine.
I can justify
routine.
All my stuff too.
Listen,
so you know,
I'm a man of the people. We have listeners that are like you, and if the show spills out of its time slot, they'll have a fit. You know, and I try to provide that.
Did you guys play anything this week?
Yeah, lots of Fall Guys.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just lots and lots of Fall Guys. I think that was it. Just Fall Guys.
What about you, Gerald?
Last of Us Part 2.
Oh, you're still in that, huh?
Yeah, I'm trying to pick up the last couple trophies.
Nice. I didn't play hardly at all. I did start As Dusk Falls. Really, really into it. That's pretty much all I played.
I was texting back and forth with friend of the show, Garrett, why can't I think right now? Oh, Power Wash Simulator.
Oh, I saw that.
Which is on Game Pass, and so yeah. I absolutely have plans to play it. Also, it's co-op.
Nice.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I would play that.
Yep.
I saw that, yeah.
That's on my list, but I haven't played it.
I don't understand what it's going to be, but...
Oh, that's exactly what you think it is. It starts dirty, and it's not dirty when you finish. I don't think that game's hiding anything.
Yeah, shout out to friend of the show, Garrett, on his big move.
Mm-hmm. Are they power washing it's a vehicle.
It's an ogre.
There's multiple people there.
Golly, look at all of them. They're all wearing like a...
hazmat suits.
Radiation suits.
Intel suits, yeah. Those seem like a bit much.
Gerald, did you watch anything good?
I've been watching The Boys.
Oh.
Yeah,
so what season are you on?
Now I'm in season 3, episode 7. So got one episode left.
Oh, you're almost done.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I like it.
It's pretty cool. This is pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah. I like it. Really like it.
I like it too. It really breaks some superhero tropes, gives you a new look into them.
Mm-hmm. And the wife, we watched, what's it called? All right, hold on. I always forget the name of the movie he's in. Gerard Butler's in it. He loses his wife. It's a new movie.
Give me more to go on. Geostorm?
No. Jamie Alexander is his wife in the movie.
I don't know. I don't know this movie.
Last Seen Alive. That's it.
Oh, I didn't even know that was a movie. I don't think I've heard of this movie. It's because I'm not a huge Gerard Butler stan.
Yeah, it was pretty good. He goes to a gas station and his wife disappears. And the cops think he did something to her. And he's just looking for her.
Oh, so it's like Breakdown.
Yeah.
The movie with Kurt Russell.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
No cool Hong Kong flicks? No karate stuff?
No, but I did see the trailer for John Wick 4.
Yeah, my boy's in it.
Yeah.
I was like, see that fight? Fucking yeah. Sweet. Well, I'm excited for that.
Oh, me too.
He looks good. And I like that dude. Man, that dude's awesome. I love Donnie Yen.
Mm-hmm.
I think I don't know if I told you last week, I watched Legend of the Fist.
Yeah.
With him in it.
And my boy Scott Atkins is in John Wick 2. You're like, whatever.
Whatever. No, actually, I'm actually watching Triple Threat again right now. I'm in the middle of it.
I got a lot of people in it. Marco Zor, he was in.
Oh, yeah.
Mark Dukakis is in it.
I got to get back into some of the Mark Dukakis of Wah. Because in like the 90s, man, he put out some crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a lot of fun. Got to go back and watch some of that stuff. What's that one where he's like an advanced soldier? He plays with I think Kadeem Hardison. What's it called? He's like an enhanced super soldier or something.
I'm trying to look to see.
I feel like it's called Drive.
Who's the driver? The driver?
Huh? No. No, that's too new. He had hair for this movie.
Oh, there's a drive.
There it is. Yeah. That movie was awesome. They're ridiculous, but awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta get back in to see that. Ryan's bored. Look at him.
I'm so bored.
He's judging us right now.
No, I'm not. I just was thinking about what I was gonna do after the show. Or not what I was going to do, but all the things that I would like to accomplish. I usually like to make a pretty big list that I won't even
touch
a third of. Yeah.
I get it.
Because Sunday is the day before you go back to work. So there's, you know, you can't do too much.
Right. Right. See, for me, like, Sunday isn't a weekend day.
Yeah.
Sunday is the day before I go back to work.
Right, so you have to be careful, because if you do too much on Sunday, you didn't even get a day off.
Right.
Joe, do you have big plans for today?
No, we were supposed to go to a birthday party, but I don't think we're going to go.
Sounds like you made the right choice.
Mm-hmm. Good decision. That's what I like to see.
Yep. Tell you one thing, there should be no reason I leave the house today.
I think I got to go grocery shopping.
I made the proper arrangements yesterday to not leave the house today. Took the trash off.
Nice.
Should be no reason for me to leave. Gerald, you got anything for the people?
No.
For the people.
You didn't find your super secretive document?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I gave up. I'll start back right when this is over.
Gerald lost classified documents.
I'd like to tell you that's not a problem, but it sounds like it is a problem.
It's going to haunt you the rest of the day?
I'll find it once we log off.
Then you going to let us know what it is?
No.
God damn it.
It's going to bother you way more than it is me. I'll forget all about it. 30 seconds after the show ends, I'll never know. Still my favorite thing when somebody's like, hey, I love when you guys talked about this. And I'm like, yeah.
I might have some big news next week, too. I think I'm going to have time this week. I think. That's why I said I might. I might be able to get that Van Gogh Lego set put together.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oh, hold on before we go. I want to give a proper shout out.
Okay. You should do that.
Hold on. I got to figure out how to do that.
Huh. Interesting.
Oh, now he's looking.
Uh-oh. Now you both are looking for classified documents. Look at you guys. Jesus.
I won't look for nearly as long as Gerald did.
I don't have any, so nothing I do is ever classified.
Mr. Sensitive himself, a friend of the show, Marshall205, has been streaming on Twitch. And so I just wanted to tell anyone that's listening that if you want to hear a softer, more sensitive side from a human, you can follow him. He's Epic Dirt Dauber on Twitch. So twitch.tv/EpicDirtDauber, EpicDirtDauber. So tell him you're there because you heard he's a big old, he's a big old bitch and you're there to support him. Something like that. Anyway. something real loving like that. Boy, was that too much?
It just caught me right. He's a big old bitch.
He's a big old bitch. I hope he makes it this far in the show.
Yeah.
You'll see how supportive we were sending people over to his Twitch.
I hope people actually make it this far in the show and do it.
Go over there and call him a big old bitch and then leave after they
What follow. If you'd like log in and that's all you see under his comments is you're a big old bitch. You're a big old bitch.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
That'd be good, I think. Not as good to be brought down to your level, you know? I don't think there's anything wrong with that. All right, well, that's a good note to end on. The show could be 6 hours long, could be 30 minutes. I don't know.
It's going to be right about a minute, an hour, 10 minutes.
We had Audacity on for a while before we started.
Not very long.
I usually do a good job keeping up with it, but we had so many technical difficulties, and then
yeah.
I listen to you talk about how your day goes, and I lost all train of thought. 497, three to go for Dan. 10 years to go for me and Gerald.
Mm-hmm.
Gerald's going to do another 20. That way he can get full retirement.
That's going to pay out well.
Yeah. Yeah. Gerald will be that old guy still talking about video games.
Quit your job. This is the only side hustle you need, Gerald.
As the guy who sees the finances, I don't advise that. So do you. Your side hustle is going to need a side hustle, though. I'm going to tell you, if you want to keep slamming those three soft shells, chicken quesadilla, and a cup of cheese back, your side hustle is going to need a side hustle.
Now, wait a minute.
What?
If you get the tacos, do you still get the quesadilla, or do you just get the quesadilla with the Dorito taco?
No, quesadilla, both. Cheese quesadilla.
Regardless. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you do with the cheese? Do you dip the cheese quesadilla in the cheese?
Yes.
Yep.
Huh. Interesting.
Sure does. It's that like liquid gold nacho cheese.
It's something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like that bright
like
orange.
That shit you buy in bulk at Sam's Club. Yeah, I know what it is.
Yeah, it's that.
And that big can, the big coffee can looking thing.
Now, if I go to Taco Bell with my brother, back in the day, we used to just do the 10 for 10.
10 tacos for $10?
Mm-hmm. So I change up 99%, well, 1% of the time.
I get torn when I go to, because I don't like tomatoes. So I always get torn on whether I should order a taco with sour cream or a supreme taco, no tomatoes.
See, that's the biggest conundrum at Taco Bell.
Right?
How do I not get tomatoes? Do I do the supreme and take them off, or do I add sour cream to a regular?
Right.
Just get a regular and get a side of sour cream.
Because which are you more likely to screw up?
They charge you for sour cream.
Yeah, but the same amount of cheese, which is like 30 cents.
Yeah, but they also charge more for the supreme.
Yeah, but it's only like 30 cents more for the supreme.
How much they charge for sour cream?
It's like 30 cents.
Like 30 cents.
So it's the same.
So it comes out pretty close to the same.
Mm-hmm. But you're much more likely to get tomatoes on a supreme without tomatoes than you are.
Right. Then you are to not get your sour cream on your regular taco.
Because there were never tomatoes involved.
Exactly.
Yeah. That exactly. That is a conundrum, though. Shout out to Taco Bell. They got a lot of screen time.
They did.
Audio time this episode.
We'll send them a bill.
Shout out to Taco John's for screwing up with Gerald, never getting another chance.
Yeah.
God forbid they have a bad day, Gerald.
Taco Bell for life.
Yeah. Oh, no, let's be clear, though. Taco Bell is superior to Taco John in every way.
I haven't had Taco Bell in I don't know how long.
Well, it's the same.
I believe it.
They're a pillar of consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you a quick question. Do you prefer like specific fast food restaurants locations than others? Like here in Clarksville, we rather the ones on Master Street than the ones on Riverside. Just the food for some reason comes out better.
If you're asking if there are better versions of the same chains in town, absolutely. Do I care enough to drive the one that I prefer? Absolutely not.
Okay.
I will take the inferior version, even though I know that it is. Because I don't want to drive. Also, I think Riverside is the worst version of everything in town.
Yeah.
Shout out to Riverside.
Because I live between both, so I usually just hit Master Street up.
Yeah, but I live close to Wilmer Rudolph, which is the main vessel of the main vein of Clarksville.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Which I feel like has the superior version of everything.
When I lived there, I would agree with that.
Except for IHOP. The IHOP on Madison Street was better, but they closed it.
Yep.
I wish there was a Five Guys on this side of town.
Mm-hmm.
So never ate a Five Guys.
You should do yourself a favor. I know it's not on the approved list, but you should try to make an exception.
Give them a chance, Gerald.
Yeah. Give them one chance. Give them one single chance. Well, that's all I have for this week. Dan, you have anything?
Nope, that's it.
All right, it's episode 497. If you want to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. If you don't want to support us financially, tell your financial advisor about us and see what they think. Maybe they think it's worth it. Maybe they don't. Maybe they'll listen. The key is don't change anything up about your routine ever. Just do it exactly the same way every day.
If you're taking one thing away from today's podcast, that's it.
That Dan does it the right way. And he's willing for enough money to publish his list so that you can also follow it. You'd sell that information, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I would.
Dan's daily
news. I think
news.
It's a good routine. I mean, it works.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. All right. Well, we'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Good night.
Good night.